There's a fine line, isn't there, between confidence and overconfidence. But here's a question. Can you ever have too much confidence in God? Is it possible to be overconfident in Him? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Actually, I suspect that all too often we head in the other direction when we're faced with challenging circumstances. Our confidence in God wavers when enemies confront us. Think back to the last time you faced a really difficult situation in your life. On a scale from 0 to 10, how high was your confidence that God would get you through it? One of the things that helps grow your confidence in God is going through challenging circumstances again and again, because each time you can look back to see how God delivered you. Perhaps that's why King David was so supremely confident in God. He'd had so many life and death scrapes in which God has stumped up to save him. Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Do you think David's being overconfident here? Not at all. It's just that he'd learned through bitter experience that God is faithful, that God can be depended upon. And his advice to you and me in difficult times, the thing that he'd learned in all those dark and dangerous places, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait with hope, wait with expectation that God will show up and defeat the enemies that assail you. Wait for the Lord. That's his word, fresh for you today. Friend, God wants us to live in that sort of victory, the sort that gets us through those tough times, his victory. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.